Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. The next public hearing in the impeachment inquiry is set for tomorrow. Lawmakers will hear from the former U.S. ambassador to Ukraine, Marie Yovanovitch. President Trump dismissed her suddenly in May after describing her as, quote, bad news in a call to Ukraine's president. Yovanovitch was defended by yesterday's two witnesses at the impeachment hearing. One witness is the current top U.S. diplomat in Ukraine. Republican lawmakers continue to dismiss the impeachment hearing as flawed and deeply partisan. A federal appeals court is going to let Congress seek 8 years of President Trump's tax records. The appellate court refused to block a lower court's ruling. NPR's Richard Gonzalez says the records won't immediately be turned over because the matter is likely headed for the Supreme Court.
The U.S. Court of Appeals for the D.C. Circuit declined to revisit an earlier ruling by a three-judge panel at that same court that allowed Congress to subpoena the president's tax records. The House Oversight Committee subpoenaed those records in March. The divided three-judge panel ruled that the House had a legitimate legislative pursuit in seeking Trump's personal tax returns. But Congress likely won't see those documents soon. Trump's outside legal counsel, Jay Sekulow, told NPR that he and his client, quote, will be seeking review at the Supreme Court. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News.
Former Massachusetts Governor Deval Patrick is jumping into an already crowded 2020 Democratic presidential primary race. NPR's Asma Khalid has more.
A source with direct knowledge of Patrick's plans tells NPR that the former governor has been making calls to Massachusetts and nationally elected officials to brief them. And he said Patrick intends to enter the Democratic primary before the New Hampshire filing deadline on Friday. Patrick had previously considered a 2020 run, but bowed out over concerns of how a campaign might negatively affect his family. Now it seems he could be reversing course. His potential campaign comes as some establishment Democrats and high-dollar donors have expressed concern over the party's progressive wing and its ability to nominate a candidate who could defeat President Trump. Asma Khalid, NPR News.
Three member countries of the United Nations Security Council are strongly denouncing North Korea's recent missile tests. Linda Fasulo reports from New York. The Security Council met privately on Wednesday to discuss UN sanctions against North Korea.
Britain, France, and Germany said the North Korean tests included what appeared to be a medium-range missile launched from underwater, and that the tests violate Security Council resolutions and put security in the region at risk. The three nations called on Pyongyang to take part in meaningful negotiations with the U.S. and take concrete steps to abandon its nuclear program.
Linda Fasulo prepared that report from New York. You're listening to NPR News. From Washington. NPR has learned President Trump is set to name Ken Cuccinelli as the acting Deputy Homeland Security Secretary. Cuccinelli is currently serving as the acting Director of U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services. He is known as an immigration hardliner. This comes after the Senate confirmed Chad Wolf as the top acting official in the Homeland Security Department. Wolf is the fifth person to lead the agency during the Trump administration. An opposition cleric demanding the Pakistani government's resignation has disbanded his 15-day protest. It saw thousands of his followers camp on a highway near the capital, Islamabad, but now his followers are blocking roads across the country. NPR's Dia Hadid reports from Islamabad.
The opposition cleric, Maulana Fazlur Rahman, accuses the Pakistani military of interfering in elections to propel the current Prime Minister, Imran Khan, into power. He's demanding new elections, and over 2 weeks ago, he led thousands of his followers to camp out on a highway near the capital, hoping to pressure the government. But it didn't work. And now the cleric's followers are blocking roads in the country's north and south. If protesters end up in violent confrontations with police, that could lead to a broader political escalation. Dia Hadid, NPR News, Islamabad.
In India, schools are closed again in the capital, New Delhi, because the air pollution is so bad. Indian authorities say the air quality index has soared to well above levels deemed safe by the World Health Organization. New Delhi officials have limited cars on the roads. They have also urged people to remain indoors. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News.